This APTA podcast is brought to you by the McKenzie Method of Mechanical Diagnosis and Therapy. As patients turn to PT First, be on the forefront with a diagnostic process that is logical, efficient, and cost-effective. The McKenzie Method of Mechanical Diagnosis and Therapy puts patients first. Find a course in your area at McKenzieInstituteUSA.org.
This is an APTA podcast.
Hi, I'm Jason Bellamy, and I'm coming to you from CSM 2019. I'm here in the Washington, D.C. Convention Center with the CEO of APTA, Justin Moore.
Good morning, Jason.
So the first words of APTA's mission statement are building a community, but this week we started building a building in this community. We had the groundbreaking on APTA's new headquarters, APTA Centennial Center. It's coming along in APTA's centennial year, January of 2021, so basically 2 years from right now. First of all, what was it like? Shovels went in the ground. I just want to go emotion on this. How cool was that when we broke ground?
It was fabulous. It was a great event. We sort of worried about the weather. It was a cold day here in Washington, D.C., but we had a great group of APTA leaders and leaders from the community that joined us at 3030 Potomac Avenue, which will be our new home in 2 years, to really break ground on what we hope will be a cutting-edge facility for the staff, for the profession, and for the community. So it was fabulous. And our new mayor of Alexandria, Virginia, was there that really helped solidify the partnership we have locally on this project.
So you mentioned Potomac Avenue. It's just across the Potomac River. It's in Alexandria, Virginia, which is where APTA's current national headquarters are. So first of all, I mean, it's a hard question to boil down, but why the change? We've been in the existing headquarters since 1983. Mm-hmm. APTA had a D.C. office before then. Well, actually, going way back, had a New York office, then a D.C. office. In 83, we go to Alexandria. We've been there ever since. Why this change?
This change, for several reasons, is one is we had sort of outgrown our current space. Current space, when we moved there in 1983, was designed as an office park and really didn't meet the association's needs. So our first stage was really investigating whether we should renovate those buildings, and that was the primary purpose. But what happened is, as we investigated renovating those properties, it became apparent that one option might be to move. And as those events started playing out, our board really looked at it with a eye for financial stewardship and the opportunity to sell our current properties and then leverage that asset to build a new property that better met our needs became not only the best to represent the profession, but the best financial decision for the association. So at its heart, it was a financial stewardship decision and something that our board took very seriously and wanted to honor our past, but also prepare for our future.
Yeah, you mentioned the word assets, so let's stay right there. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't realize that, you know, yes, all this money is going into this building, but just like somebody who buys a house, a big part of their net worth, basically, is the investment in their own property. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for APTA. So APTA owns the current buildings, and one of the reasons that that's so valuable is we think that right now what is currently building space for APTA won't be in the future. Talk about what a big change that is.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of change going on in the whole Washington, D.C. community, and we really are fortunate to be part of that. And part of that change was in the city of Alexandria redeveloping the neighborhood we're going to really be a new hometown and a vibrant community that really honors health, productivity, things that we're very much for. But there's also a need to look at the property we currently had and make that mixed use. And that's what really increased the value over time, is when the city decided that the Old Town Alexandria neighborhood that we're currently in was going to be redeveloped into an arts district with a focus on mixed use and residential, our office buildings became more valuable as a different use.
Right.
And that use will most likely be residential.
Right.
And so sort of in the spirit of highest and best use that we've all learned about over the last couple of weeks, our buildings are probably more valuable as a residential mixed-use project than they are to us. And where we're moving gives us an opportunity to really leverage that to be part of a new community and to better represent the profession through our physical structure.
So APTA decides, okay, you know, the cost of renovating the building is high and the ultimate value we get from that is not high, so we're gonna build a new headquarters. And you make that decision. New headquarters is about 2 miles away if you zigzag around, about 1 mile away as the crow flies, or as the airplane flies since it's near National Airport. There's a lot of amazing things, though, about the neighborhood that APTA is moving into. So tell me about that neighborhood.
Yeah, the neighborhood used to be a former rail yard. So over the history, it was called Potomac Yard, and it was the primary rail yard of the Washington, D.C. community. Over the last 25 years, that has not been a rail yard and has taken on different lives. But the city of Alexandria and the region really has a master plan for that area to take advantage of transportation corridors and to take advantage of its physical location. It's a very premier location close to the nation's capital. We'll only be about 4 miles south of the city and just a little bit off of National Airport. But probably the thing that's most exciting about the community is its connection to transportation and values that we have inside of physical therapy. So right now we're in a very residential district. Almost all of our staff and members have to come by taxi or car. And in our new community, we'll have a multimodal transportation options. We'll have very high access to public transportation. Most significantly, we'll be on a new metro station called the Potomac Yard or National Landing Metro Station, which is scheduled to open about a year after we will open in our new headquarters. So that'll give us an ability to attract staff. That'll give our members one stop from National Airport to come visit us. And so it'll be more member-centric, more community-centric. And then we'll also be very close to active transportation. A few years ago, our House of Delegates passed a motion on the importance of active transportation. We're right off a bike trail, so people could get to work by car, scooter, bike, metro, bus, or drive. And so they'll have multiple options as visitors or as staff members. And that's what's probably the most exciting. The other exciting thing that's happened in our neighborhood is just recently it was announced that a small company named Amazon was coming to the neighborhood.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Exactly. And they're not going to be directly in our neighborhood. They're going to be about a mile to the north. But as part of that redevelopment, Virginia Tech decided to build an innovation campus, which really is going to connect science and technology to the neighborhood. And so we're not only going to be part of a really dynamic community from a transportation aspect, we're going to be involved in a community that really values science and technology, which is the future of the profession, the future of healthcare, and being connected in that way is going to be pretty significant as well.
And it doesn't hurt the asset value when after we buy the land, they decide to make those investments.
Yeah, we would love to say I wouldn't be an association executive if we were planning how lucky we were in this. I'd be a developer. But a lot of good fortune came our way. And as Jason said, about a year after we purchased the land, Amazon announced they were moving into the neighborhood. And so our value has increased. And going back to the financial stewardship point is APTA's assets will essentially double through this move, which is really significant to prepare and very not only significant from that financial standpoint, but it really will mark a transition into our next century and really prepare for the next generation, the next century of APTA being on solid footing.
So speaking of solid footing, let's talk about the building itself. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. For people who haven't seen images, more images will go on the website. There was one in the story that ran last week. We've got a giant exhibit here that shows some images from the building. Give me a sense of right now, APTA's current building, in addition to being run down, is brick. It's kind of cold. It's lots of kind of labyrinthine hallways that are you can easily get lost in from the way from your desk to the bathroom, and new staff definitely do. How's the new building going to be different?
Yeah, well, the opportunity to build a new building really gave us an intentionality to doing it right. And so how could we best represent the member, best represent the profession through a physical design? And so the new building is going to be about the same number of square foot that we currently own, but much more usable or much more user-friendly.
Starting with the fact that it's one building instead of
correct.
Three smaller buildings, right?
So just on a very pragmatic nature, all of our staff will be in one building. Right now we're spread out between two. At times we've been spread out between three different buildings. And being in one building under one roof is just going to naturally lead to better collaboration. And so if our ultimate goal is to best serve our members, having our staff being able to work in an efficient, collaborative, intentional teamwork environment is going to have a positive impact. So there's a lot of focus on collaboration, a ton of focus on health and wellness. We really look at this building as being a beacon to our members and to the community. So we hope it'll attract people in who want to be fit, well, and healthy. We also hope that it will be a PR opportunity. And it's on a major corridor. Hundreds of thousands of people will be passing our buildings on a daily basis on Metro, going to the airport. And so it's a huge opportunity to showcase the great work that our members do in a very promotional aspect. So there's a lot to love about the building. Our goal is to make it, we had four principles in the design of this building. Can it be mission-focused? Can it build community to advance physical therapy to impact the health of society? Will it create a connected culture to our members, to each other as staff? Will it promote health and wellness? And I'm drawing a total blank on the fourth, but but we did have a very intentionality to those principles.
And so you talked about the number of people who drive by, and then the other cool thing about the building is many of the people who drive by, walk by, ride by, run by, however they go by, are actually going to be able to see in.
Correct.
APTA has two gigantic stairwells in this building. Talk about highlighting movement. Tell me what those are like.
Yeah, Gensler, our design firm, really got us from day one. This was an opportunity to really represent the profession. And so they used a design concept that the building should evoke body and reward movement. So two major elements of the building are these large stairwells. One will be on the outside of the building that will really be able to showcase movement as people move up and down and show a vibrancy to the building. And then the second one is an open lobby that really will reward transportation between the floors. It was interesting during the design aspects to really sort of put the elevators in the back of the building, bring the stairwells forward to reward movement, but also making sure that we have a focus on accessibility. We obviously serve individuals with disabilities and people that have mobility impairments. So we wanted to reward movement, but also be very accessible to people who might have movement impairments. So it's a great building, and we hope these showcase stairwells, as somebody looks in the building going by, they're going to see a vibrant culture, they're going to see movement, they're going to see a desire to be healthy.
And anybody who walks in the first floor of the lobby, you know, they're going to be invited, I mean, they're going to be compelled to want to walk those stairs before they press the elevator button, which is pretty
Correct.
Cool. So let's talk about that. It's a 7-story building. APTA will not be the sole occupant of that building.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 floors, maybe 2.5 floors are going to be tenant space.
Correct.
So that's actually another benefit to the association for probably 2 reasons. You want to talk about those?
Yeah. We're obviously, through a lot of our dialogue and a lot of our actions, have taken partnership and connection to community forward. And so having a partner in this building, we're looking for mission-centric, very similar clients that will help occupy this building. So it gives us an opportunity to really show collaboration outside of the profession with other healthcare colleagues, maybe disability groups, people who really share our passion for healthcare and serving the community. So that's the first opportunity, really sort of expanding our lens and our opportunity to grow as an organization. The second, obviously, is financial. We'll be able to rent this office space, and that'll provide some non-dues revenue to help us implement programs that at the end of the day will better serve the members. So we're always looking to how we can grow as an organization, and this just gives us some financial growth, some connection growth, and some exciting things of that way.
And it gives us room for growth. So we're
exactly.
not going to grow out of this building anytime soon.
No. It can be it's going to be our long standing home for APTA, and we're excited about that. And just we chose most of the work will be from floors 2 to 6, and the building is really designed in a very unique way. Is the bottom floor is going to be very member-centric and open to the public, and so we're going to have an APTA resource center, library. We don't know exactly what it'll be at this point, but it'll be a welcome center. And we hope our members, when they come in, sort of the Genius Bar concept at Apple, they'll come in if they need a need or they want to go look at a resource, that they'll have quick access to that. We're also talking about having a PT flex space where we can have different programming, bike fits, running seminars, fall clinics, and really demonstrate to the public. It sits on a nice corner.
Yeah.
It gives us a nice billboard to do that. And then lastly, between the programming floors from 2 to 6, our 7th floor is going to be a conference center. And we hope that becomes a center, a gathering place for education in the profession, that our sections, academies, will host seminars there, we'll do board meetings there, that will really be a conference center, just like a hotel, but really focused on how do we educate and share knowledge across the profession.
Yeah, one of the cool things for staff is you've talked to sort of about the one-to-one office space, so staff who work on behalf of the association can work at their desks or go somewhere else within the workspace to kind of work open or in a collaboration room or something like that, but also there's so much more space for the members. So that meeting space has, what, more than doubled?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll double our amount of meeting space that we'll have. About 250 will fit in the conference center. Right now, we can maybe get 100 in our conference center when it's tight.
Standing room only for sure.
Yeah, we have 150 staff at APTA. It's tight to do a staff meeting on site. We'll have no problem in the new building. So it does give us a lot more flexibility from a programming standpoint. But you highlighted a great point. The building is designed to be very collaborative in nature. So we didn't go all open or all closed. We did a hybrid approach. And the real concept behind some of the workspace is one-to-one. Everyone will have a dedicated workspace, but they'll also have the option to move to a cafe table, to a lounge area, to focus rooms. There's just a variety of workspace that not only available for the staff, but as members come to DC, and it will be open to our members as well.
So one of the themes that you've had this week, that you had at the groundbreaking, and you've said it multiple times leading up to the groundbreaking, how is something like this possible? In other words, like, who's responsible for us being able to do what we're doing and build this seven-story, state-of-the-art, just amazing building?
Yeah, well, the first responsible party was former leaders. There was decisions made in 1983 just for that that really put APTA in the position to leverage the opportunity that it was presented. So they're first. Second is I didn't know 2 years ago what it took to build a building and have learned it takes every Tuesday for about 7 hours. No, and so we have great partners in the community. We have worked with Gensler, the architect firm, one of the nation's leading architect firms. We have Orr Partners as our project manager. Davis Construction will be building that. And we've really done a good job and an intentional job of picking partners that knew who we were as an organization and would help us implement this vision. And so that's been key. And then, frankly, staff. And our board leadership and staff is they've committed to the project. No one is dedicated besides Sean Welch, who's been an enormous asset to us on staff. But all of this is sort of duties as otherwise assigned.
Right.
And from you guys on the communication side who built the promotional material, no one sort of said, okay, when you're hired to promote physical therapy, you also got to learn a little bit about a building. And so we've had a big team approach, and there's been a lot of people involved that's made this possible.
So the whole team, our whole team, will be moving to this new building, APTA Centennial Center, hopefully in January 2021. That's APTA Centennial year. Again, there's a few pictures online now. We'll be adding more in the future and other information. For Justin Moore, I'm Jason Bellamy, and we'll have more updates like this from CSM. I'll catch you later.
This is an APTA podcast.